Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Costin. I'm radio director of Andy Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is personal fitness and strength trainer Chris Weiler, who has specialized in the areas of athletic performance, development, and rehabilitation for over 20 years. He has expanded the concept of performance to include improving how we perform in all areas of life, such as how to reduce stress and achieve our goals. He is author of the upcoming book, The Reflex, the easy four-step method to look great, feel great, and excel in life. So welcome, Chris.
Hey, Stacey. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you. Now, what is this first step in The Reflex? And if it's easy, these four steps, why don't people do it?
Well, you know what? There is no direct path to changing your habits that affect your goals and performance. And I think that's the catch right there. It's an indirect path. You have to change the reflexive thoughts, words, and actions that support your habits that either align with your goals or oppose your goals. And, you know, in our magic bullet society, I think that that's just the issue right there. We go for, oh, I just want to do this thing. I just want to do this, you know? And it doesn't really work that way. You know, if I want to lose weight, I just start exercising and change my diet. Done, right? Not so much. Stress. Stress is a reflexive behavior. You know, when I'm feeling stressed out, don't I just go, okay, stop being stressed, Chris. That's it. Done. No. My wife appreciates that when I go, honey, just relax. And she loves that. You know, she's like, wow, that was magic, Chris. You're so empathetic. You're so right. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right.
We don't just flip the switch and say, we're just going to do this. Now, if we did, people would be achieving all their goals rather than having their resolutions fall by the wayside. And the driver for all of this is really to ultimately get at your definition of happiness. You know, but if you can't achieve the things that are meaningful to you, it's hard to get to your definition of happiness.
Right. So basically, I think the first step then for the reflex would be to change the way that you're thinking. Is that right?
Exactly right. You know, an example of that is that there's an awareness that comes in, a discovery process. And I call this check your mind. And it's something that anyone can do anywhere at any time. You and I can be doing it during this conversation right now, right? Just, okay, what do I think? What do I feel right now? What is my reflex to what's happening in this moment? And when you discover it, do I like it? If I don't, then I need to take steps to change it. An example I like to use is during presentations of this at corporations, I start up the presentation saying, introduce myself, and you know what? Something has come up, and I know that we were expecting a 60-minute presentation. However, something unavoidable has come up. I need to leave 30 minutes early. I apologize. That means we have a lot of work to do to squeeze in our 60 minutes into 30 minutes. And then I say, stop. Now check your minds. I want each and every one of you to check your mind and discover what was the very first thought or feeling you had when I said that. What was your reflexive response? And then I guide them. I raise my hand and go, how many of you? And I fist pump and go, how many of you thought, yes, I get out of here 30 minutes early. Mm-hmm. Awesome. You know, and start filling in the time with, hey, I can go, go grab a sandwich, return my text, finish my game of Angry Birds, you know, and I have people that raise their hands and like, thank you for your honesty. You know, how many people took a little cynical route and went, okay, dude, that's a weird way to start your presentation. You always get people that raise their hand. How many took a compassionate route? How many thought, oh, I hope everything's okay with the guy. How many of you were a little disappointed and thought, oh, that's unfortunate. I'm going to miss out on 30 minutes of what I'm sure will be an amazing presentation, you know, and then of course you get chuckles across the board and some people do raise their hand. The point is from one set of circumstances applied to many different minds at the same time, everyone from their own perspective, their thoughts, their words, their actions that are deposited in their subconscious mind has a way to relate to it. And then you discover when you check your mind, okay, I'm sitting here, I'm spending my time doing this, and yet any opportunity I have to bolt and get out of here, I'm for it. Why? What does that say about you? What does it say about your drive, your determination, your occupational aspirations, yourself, you know? Are you happy with that? If not, then we move through the subsequent steps of the model to change those deposits in your subconscious mind so you reflexively respond differently in these situations.
Well, now, what is your efficiency principle, and do you apply that in this process that you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, I like to write books this way. My goal is to help as many minds as possible, and I recognize that some people like to go in a store and shop around, and that experience is meaningful to them. Fantastic. Some people like to walk into a store, go, all right, you know what, leave me alone. I want to grab the product off the shelf, and I want to get out of here. So I try and address both with this efficiency principle of setting up the first chapter of the book where you have the entire model of the reflex contained in the first chapter. It tells you exactly what it is and how to apply it. And when you're done with the first chapter, you have two options, either of which is fine. You can stop reading, close the book, begin applying the reflex, and never look back. Or you can continue reading to understand exactly why the reflex works, the thinking that supports it, and get into deeper levels of examples and understanding. And that's how I try and address those different minds. Some like the content dripped. Some don't want to extract that dripped content through an entire book and then have to reassemble it themselves. For me, this is driven from my what I call the efficiency principle, where time in my life is really important. The time I spend doing anything is deducted from the balance of time I have left to live. And this may sound a bit, you know, dispassionate or morbid, but to the contrary, it helps me stay focused on things I'm passionate about. So I look for opportunities to improve efficiency in my life and also in other people's lives. And that's how I incorporate that into the book. So the first chapter is, you want it. You came just for the reflex. You just want to know how to do. Just tell me how. I don't have a lot of time. I'm stressed out. I'm busy. I really do want to change. I don't want to read a whole book to get to the thing I want. Great. Read the first chapter and go. Because this is all about being able to take actionable steps. It's a how-to process. And I think this industry lends itself to getting bogged down in touchy-feely aspects that don't necessarily translate to actionable steps to achieve a goal. And this tries to bridge that.
And now, Chris, you believe in these steps, the action steps and the efficiency principle and all these things, but you don't believe in tips or tricks, right? Why is that?
I use a toolbox mentality, and you've got to pick the right tool for the job, and you have to understand the properties of the tool in order to do that, in what's in its nature, right? It's hard to drive a screw into a wall with a hammer. It's designed for driving nails and extracting nails. You use a screwdriver, another tool, to try and screw a screw into a wall. So tips and tricks, to me, are not something that lend themselves to a behavioral developmental process. We don't tip and trick our way through education, through relationships, through occupation, three of the biggies in our lives, right? We actually have to do the work and go through a developmental process to get there. And our habits and goals and behaviors are the same way. It's entrenched in these deeper levels of our mind, and you just can't tip and trick your way through it. For example, you know, if I say, hey, Stacy, you know what? All right, I'm going to be doing this interview, and can you give me like a couple tips or tricks, you know, for interviewing? And then I'll put you on the hot seat now, and then you would say...
Oh, and then I would say, sure, don't say, make sure you have your notes in front of you, be sure to address the host by name, those kind
okay.
of things.
Okay, and then, okay, so I got that check. All right, so I put that in my pocket, cool, that's great. So I address you by your name, I've got a bunch of papers in front of me, and okay, good to go. And maybe we got something to drink here, you know, okay, cool. But then, at the end of it all, you know, the interview was horrible. You're like, wow, dude, you know, like, what happened? Like, what do you mean? I followed the advice. But you didn't have coherent thought processes. You didn't really seem to understand your process or your own product. It didn't make a whole lot of sense. You didn't really have a conversation with me at all. You just kind of just went on by yourself, and I was superfluous to the process. You're like, yeah, but I made sure I had paper in front of me. I made sure that, you know, I did my checklist. And you're like, oh, okay. But clearly you didn't do the work. You did not take the time it took to develop your process. These things work when you plug them into an already defined process. You have to have a foundation. The assumption is when you're giving advice to someone who's doing an interview is, okay, dude, you got your crap together. Like, this is, you know, the tips are to help you when you've done the work, but they don't replace the work. And that's really my issue. And you get a lot of tips and tricks because we like the magic bullet. So it's easy to say, you know, hey, this one simple trick to lose belly fat. Hey, do this one technique to de-stress yourself. Turn off the lights when you get home, you know. Well, that doesn't address the root issue that causes the stress. And if you want to make those lasting changes, you're going to have to go deeper. And then you can apply tricks and tips later, which help you navigate your way once you're on the path. Does that kind of make sense?
It makes total sense, Chris. And I know that we could be talking about no tips and tricks for another 15 minutes.
Exactly. Right. I'll stop there.
Right. But unfortunately, we don't have any more time today. But I know what you have is a nice big thank you, of course, for our listeners. And, of course, to the listeners, Chris would like to offer you a free gift. You go to his website, chrisweiler.com. We'll spell that ChrisWeiler, chrisweiler.com. You can go there right now and choose between the top 5 diet mistakes, 3 secrets to motivation, 3 quick and easy ways to combat stress, which kind of sound like tips to me. So you better do the work before you go to.
Exactly. And it's funny, you know.
Sorry.
Exactly.
But yeah, exactly right. So, but no, Chris is assuming you are going to put in this work. But of course, go to Amazon and pick up the book where you will find out all the things you need to find out to do the work beforehand. The reflex, the easy 4-step method to look great, feel great, and excel in life that goes on sale coming up soon, the 14th of next month, April. And you can also check out Chris's latest nutrition book, The 3-Quarter Rule, that'll show you how to eat to look and feel great. So thank you, Chris, for being here. It's lots of fun.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much, Stacey. I really appreciate it.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters just like this one. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.